please welcome Van Fossmo.
This story takes place on the coast below a cliff, just south of Greyhound Rock. This is above Santa Cruz. And I had come over from Nevada, checked out this place where there was a steel axle driven into the earth and you could go over the cliff to Abalone Cave. Went down to Santa Cruz, bought a brand new 160-foot climbing rope, put it around the axle, doubled, and it was still, you know, extra length on the sand at the bottom. Didn't know that there was gale warnings coming. So I went over the side, had my day pack. In those days, I wore the cutoffs, the shorts, long, tall socks, yellow wind, plastic kind of heavy-duty windbreaker, cap, down booties, didn't take up much space, maybe some gloves. So I went down south from that point to where there were these rocks going out into the ocean, and the waves would come up into a cave, and as they went out, I would scamper out and collect up little abalone shell fragments. Baby abalone shell, nice earring, you know, wonderful quartz, couple quartz. And had this wonderful time in and out of this 8-10 foot deep cave, huge cave, as the waves, uncovered these abalone shell fragments. Fun time. Had some food, some snacks, whatever. And this emergency, always had a space blanket. In those days you could get this 5-layer emergency space blanket, kind of a substantial thing, for $7 from REI. And so it's a good thing I had that too. So, I have some large abalone shell shells, complete shells, and I get back after working my way over the rocks and kind of through the surf and everything, and my rope is not there. There's a couple young kids up on top, and I yelled up, "Oh no, somebody took my climbing rope." You know, not necessarily the right thing to have said. I should have said something like, "Hey, throw my rope back down." But I didn't know I was trapped there. Just didn't tune in, didn't figure it out. Well, the kids kind of disappeared. And 36 hours later, I'm still there. And there's a storm, and I had matches too. Matches, that was a good thing. And the tide came up high, and the only place on the whole beach that, you know, didn't get wet, really wet, was where I had the fire, and I burned everything on the beach. Had a really large, long, loud conversation with God. Yeah, it was interesting. So it was like an island. And it was connected to shore, and there was a tunnel. It's much different now. It was there a couple years ago. The terrain is much different. So it was shale, layers and layers of shale turned on edge, not where you could climb up it, because it was face down, you know, you couldn't hook your fingers onto it. But I could kind of go out over that tunnel or that cave, and then I could kind of scooch up the ridge, and very carefully scooch up the ridge, and then it was like 20 feet of clay. Maybe less. A lot of clay. Just, you know. So I went back down the beach. Well, there was one piece of wood I didn't burn. It was a strong stick. And I said, well, I'll go back up there and I'll check that escape route again, because I wasn't going to get in the ocean. I would have, you know, it was like surf and storm and gale warnings and wind and everything else. Oh, there's a waterfall too. And the waterfall was right on my fire. But all night long, I just kind of hung around that fire and kept it going. And getting back to the present, I went up onto that ridge, and I went up, and where this flat clay wall came to a peak, there was a big crack in it. Oh, okay, I didn't see that the first time. Maybe God made it happen. So I dug, and I chimneyed up through this crack, and it was mud, you know, just a vertical wall with this point that came out with a crack that got to be too big. I'm like, not near the top. I'm not at the top. It's too big, and I'm like, kind of stuck there. Can't move, really, except, you know, dig some more. It's getting too wide. I couldn't really chimney up through there, if y'all understand what I'm talking about. And I look. Here comes a huge Coast Guard helicopter. Well, I couldn't move. I kind of waved the stick, and they went right by me, and they kept on going. Okay, well, I had this conversation with God, and I was had a relationship with God to some extent at this point in my life. And so I got on up there, and I didn't fall. I reached over the top, and I dug in the mud and got my hands in there and got up. Then I went up to that first place I could get to, and I had coffee and hot soup and more hot soup and more coffee, and I was just all muddy and cold and warming up. Called the Coast Guard. Got a hold of a live person at the Coast Guard, and I complained about the helicopter going by. And the rope was gone. And I went back about a year later, and there was stairs cut into the mud going down that way. And I went back, you know, decades, 20 years later, and the erosion is such that it's hardly recognizable. So that's one of the stories I've told over and over again over the years.